Outside the Calvary Bible Alliance Church in Delray Beach, Gene Selling is holding court. He's dressed in a smart black suit with a Bluetooth headset around his neck and a cell phone in his hand. Gene is a pastor here and has been for the past 30 years. Everybody stops to shake Gene's hand or give him a kiss on the cheek.
I mean, this is a real family for me. A real family for me.
But for the past 7 years, Gene and his wife Marie have been struggling to stay a part of this family. First, the home they owned for 20 years was foreclosed on. Then they moved into a series of rentals that ended up being foreclosed on too.
Nobody wants to live somewhere when you know today or tomorrow they're going to kick you out.
The condo Gene and Marie rent now in the gated Kings Point community was foreclosed on in June, and it's set to be sold at auction in October. But Gene and Marie are actually better off than they could be. For one, they know about the foreclosure and the sale date, which tenants often don't. And thanks to a recent change in Florida's landlord-tenant laws, once the condo is sold, they'll have at least 30 days to move out. Alice Vickers of the Florida Alliance for Consumer Protection lobbied hard for that change.
Frankly, in my opinion, no tenant should ever be set out of their rental with 24 hours notice. I don't care what the situation is.
But that's exactly what was happening to tenants after a federal tenant protection law expired at the end of last year. Tenants used to be able to stay for the remainder of their lease, or at the very least, 90 days. That's what the original draft of the state law said, too. But then it got scaled back to 30 days.
This was the bottom line of what we hoped the legislation would provide. 30 days was compromise language.
That compromise was struck with Florida's banking lobby.
We want to see Florida's real estate industry to be vibrant.
Kenneth Pratt is a lobbyist with the Florida Bankers Association, which represents bankers' interests in Tallahassee and in Washington.
So what we proposed to the bill sponsors was that 30 days would be a sufficient amount of time in order for someone to be able to vacate the premises.
Pratt is careful to point out that banks don't have to evict someone after 30 days. They have the option of letting them stay longer.
While there is an interest in getting the real estate back on the market, there isn't an interest in having a renter that is disenfranchised.
For renters like Gina Marie Saline, in the best case scenario, they get to stay in the home they rent with a new landlord. Worst case, they have to move in a month, and they don't have the money for first and last month's rent, plus the security deposit. They may never get back the money they put down on this condo. Gene isn't really able to work. His kidneys are failing, and he goes to dialysis 3 days a week. Between the $1,000 he collects each month in disability and the $1,200 his wife brings home from working as a home health aide,
it is difficult. Almost when we pay all the bills, and nothing left. We live paycheck by paycheck.
Gene's phone keeps ringing.
What's on? Hello. Bon moment 15 minutes.
Gene says it's about a house he's trying to build in Haiti. He says he's been sending money bit by bit for 26 years. Now, though, he doesn't have anything to send, and he worries something might happen to him before the house is finished.
Imagine if you don't have a secure life. You cannot have fun, really, because I'm worried about leaving my family without nothing. This is the only saving we have, the house in Haiti.
If they do have to leave their condo, Gene says, he hopes they can rent another place in Delray Beach and that it doesn't get foreclosed on. Whether he gets 30 days to leave or longer, he's tired of moving. And what he really hopes is that someday he can own his own home here again. I'm Nina Agrawal in Miami.